This is a reading of the document titled The Aftermath of the Texas Revolution, Cotton and Slavery. It is an individual activity and is part of the Connections to the Republic of Texas lesson in the Texas Revolution unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This exercise includes five documents labeled A through E, each with analysis questions. There are 9 total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. Analyze the primary source documents and charts to answer the document analysis questions using supporting evidence. Document A, Constitution of the Republic of Texas, 1836, General Provisions. Section 9, quote, all persons of color who were slaves for life previous to their emigration to Texas and who are now held as bonded servants or otherwise shall remain in the like state of servitude in which they would have been held in the country from which they came, provided the person or slave be the bona fide property of the person holding the same, either by purchase or otherwise. Congress shall pass no law to prohibit emigrants from the United States of America from bringing their slaves with them, and holding them on the same terms and by the same tenure as they were held in the country from which they were brought. Congress shall have no power to pass laws for the emancipation of slaves, nor shall any person holding slaves be permitted to emancipate them unless he removes them beyond the limits of this republic, unless, in case of meritorious conduct of the part of the slave and by the consent of the legislature first had and obtained, unquote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this document. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question 2 times. Question 1. After careful consideration, what has the Republic of Texas done with Section 9 of the Constitution? Repeating question 1. After careful consideration, what has the Republic of Texas done with Section 9 of the Constitution? Question 2. Does Section 9 promote slavery in Texas? Who would come to Texas as a result of Section 9? Repeating question 2. Does Section 9 promote slavery in Texas? Who would come to Texas as a result of Section 9? Question 3. Using this passage, quote, Congress shall have no power to pass laws for the emancipation of slaves, nor shall any person holding slaves be permitted to emancipate them unless he removes them beyond the limits of this republic. Unquote. Describe in your own words what the future of the Republic of Texas looks like. Repeating question 3. Using this passage, quote, Congress shall have no power to pass laws for the emancipation of slaves, nor shall any person holding slaves be permitted to emancipate them unless he removes them beyond the limits of this republic. Unquote. Describe in your own words what the future of the Republic of Texas looks like. Background information. The account of Delew Rose is just months after the Battle of San Jacinto regarding the transportation of cotton to a port location to sell. Her father and Uncle Ned, the slave of Mr. Stafford, a local plantation owner, transported bales of cotton from their colony, Harrisburg, to an unknown port many miles away. They return home more than a month later to do it all over again. Document B, July 4th, 1836, shipping cotton on a flatboat. Quote, the 1st of June, the men sent word that they had the cotton on a boat ready to start, and that Uncle Ned should be sent with the Stafford's wagon to bring home family supplies. It was more than 50 miles by land, but a long and dangerous route by water. Father and the men arrived home the last of June. It was 3 weeks from the time they left Mr. William Little's before they landed at Brazoria. They sold their cotton for a good price and bought family supplies. Father did not forget his promise, but got sister and me nice bonnets. Unquote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this document. I will read each question 2 times. Question 1. Based on Delew's account in Document B, why would her father and Uncle Ned make such a long trip to load cotton onto a flatboat? Repeating question one. Based on Delu's account in document B, why would her father and Uncle Ned make such a long trip to load cotton onto a flatboat? Question two. Refer to the chart in document E below to answer the following question. If Delu's father and Uncle Ned sold 200 pounds of cotton at the port in New Orleans, how much money would they have made? Repeating question two. If Delu's father and Uncle Ned sold 200 pounds of cotton at the port in New Orleans, how much money would they have made? Document C. A graph titled Imports of Raw Cotton by Great Britain, 1815 to 1846. A tactile braille version of this graph is available on the Texas History for Teachers website. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this document. I will read each question two times. Question one. Using the graph titled Imports of Raw Cotton by Great Britain, 1815 to 1846, explain how this document demonstrates the growth of slavery in Texas. Repeating question one. Using the graph titled Imports of Raw Cotton by Great Britain, 1815 to 1846, explain how this document demonstrates the growth of slavery in Texas. Document D. A graph titled Enslaved and Slaveholder Population Increases, Republic of Texas, 1837 to 1845. A tactile braille version of the graph is available on the Texas History for Teachers website. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this document. I will read each question two times. Question one. Using the graph above, what conclusions can you draw from the graph? Please cite textual evidence to support your response. Repeating question one. Using the graph above, what conclusions can you draw from the graph? Please cite textual evidence to support your response. Question two. Compare the information from document A to document D. Explain how Section 9 contributes to the growth of slavery in Texas. Please reference each of the documents in your response. Repeating question two. Compare the information from document A to document D. Explain how Section 9 contributes to the growth of slavery in Texas. Please reference each of the documents in your response. Document E. A chart titled Average Annual Price of Cotton, 1845 to 1846, cents or pence per pound. A braille version of the chart is available on the Texas History for Teachers website. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this document. I will read each question two times. Question one. Using the information from the chart in document E, answer the following questions. Part A. How much did the price of cotton decrease in New Orleans from 1815 to 1846? Repeating part A. How much did the price of cotton decrease in New Orleans from 1815 to 1846? Part B. In your opinion, why did the price of cotton decrease instead of increase? Repeating part B. In your opinion, why did the price of cotton decrease instead of increase? This concludes the activity, The Aftermath of the Texas Revolution, Cotton, and Slavery.